What exactly are you looking for tonight? You know, I'm not trying to bleep in the punch bowl, but I don't value preseason football. Anything beyond is everyone healthy. The starters will not play tonight. I think Dan Campbell's on point with that strategy. I just don't think in today's football you do it. You had your joint practices. You'll continue to do your thing, but I'm not playing my guys. Sure as hell not in the first preseason game. But if you're excited like Kenny is tonight, what are you looking for? Maybe you just want to see football. Background noise, right? You just want familiar sights and sounds. Fine.
I think for most people, it's Hendon Hooker and watching him. Because it's going to be really the first time you get to see him in a Lions uniform.
I'm at a point where I want him released so I never have to hear his bleeping name again. I'm so sick. We have a top 10 quarterback in this league, and it's like Hendon Hooker. Hendon Hooker's like the IRS.
Hendon Hooker.
They're just are always there.
No, Hendon Hooker's good for business. You want Hendon Hooker to go out there and do well.
No, I don't.
So that you could have the people saying, oh, so as Goff throws an interception, why isn't Hendon Hooker in the game?
I don't want any of what you're talking about.
It's root for radio.
I want serenity.
It's root for radio.
So look, that's one angle. 248-539-9797. The other Rico's going to present to you, which is voted on by his peers. And Pro Football Focus had a ranking. Yeah. Jared Goff, not a top 10 QB in this league. I think that's a laugh factory. Take a listen to the list by Rico.
No, it is.
The NFL Top 100 came out with their list. These are the NFL players. It's not the media. It's not the fans. The player said, hey, Jared, we like you, but you're not a top 10 quarterback. Your top 10 quarterbacks, number one is Lamar Jackson. Number two, Patrick Mahomes. Three, Josh Allen. Four, Jalen Hurts. Five, Dak Prescott. Six, C.J. Stroud. Seven, Brock Purdy. Eight, Jordan Love. Nine, Tua Tagovailoa. And at 10, Joe Burrow. And then, even to add insult to injury, Matthew Stafford at 11. Jared Goff is 12th. They look at him as good, but you're not in the top 10 of quarterbacks.
What is the reason? Look, we have our own theories. We started the show with this. It's just, what is it? Why is Goff disrespected? Is it that he plays in Detroit? Is it that he's not flashy? Is it that he's not mobile, right? I look, for me, his numbers are as good as anyone in the league the last 2 years. Guy's got 9,500 passing yards or some nonsense like that. He's got 60 touchdowns, 19 picks. He wins. He's done it with a team that had to rebuild from the ground up. I think it's goofy. Like, Dak Prescott should not be five and Goff is nowhere. You know, Tua, durability concerns, plus what does he want? I wouldn't put him ahead of Jared Goff. So I would like to know. And again, I view it, Rico, top five offense, mm-hmm. Super Bowl caliber team. We should be talking about Jared Goff as an MVP candidate, mm-hmm. not whether he's a top 10 quarterback. It just feels off to me.
I think for this, Jared Goff is going to get punished for a few reasons. One, Mike, he was the number one overall pick. So higher expectations. I think that's why a guy like Brock Purdy's ranked higher than him, because he's Mr. Irrelevant. Mm. He's the great story. The other is, the second the Rams traded Goff, they got better. They won a Super Bowl. I mean, if you really want to look at it, as of now, the Rams won that trade. They got the Super Bowl. Now, you may have gotten draft picks and you may have gotten players out of that, but the Rams are looking at it as, well, we got rid of Goff. We won a title. We won the trade.
If we were doing a different topic, I would challenge you on who won the trade. I think it worked for both parties. You're right. Rams got what they wanted. Right. The Lions kickstarted, and with Brad Holmes' deft touch, have built.
Now, once the Lions win the Super Bowl, they clearly won the trade because they got more players, and it will, you know, be sustainable. But as of now, you didn't. And I think that's what punishes. He gets punished for that, and then it's the elephant in the room. Jared Goff's not mobile. He doesn't have that it factor, that wow factor that you see Lamar, that you see Mahomes, that you see Allen, that you see Hurts. You see all of these players making these spectacular plays. Jared Goff is just consistent and boring, and that's why he's 12th and not in the top 10, at least in my opinion.
How many quarterbacks would you take over Goff? Let's say you agree with this. Let's say you think, okay, and if you disagree, I'll play the same game with you. How many, like, if, look, here's the list. I'll just go on record right now, right? Mahomes, clearly. He's Michael Jordan. Joe Burrow would be two. I will put Lamar there, even though Lamar can't win a playoff game. No, you know what? No, I won't.
Yeah, you
F
will.
Him.
Yeah,
I'm
you
not,
will.
I'm not doing
you,
it.
You're going to put Lamar in.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
screw Lamar.
Yes,
no,
you
I'm
will.
Out. You I'm will. Out. I don't believe in him.
Okay.
I can't. His multiple playoff failures where he looks like Dexter Manley reading a book. I can't do it. He can't read defenses. He can't throw on time, on target, on task. I can't.
I'm going to put him in there simply because in the AFC Championship game, it wasn't his fault that they
okay,
lost.
Fine. Lamar's back. One, two, three. I'll put Jordan Love, four. Honestly, as long as Goff is 7-10, I'll lay down my sword. I won't even fight you on an exact number. Somewhere 7-10. Would you ride with me on that?
I could ride with you on that.
That's fair, right?
I was shocked when I saw the number came out. And I was like, I don't think he's going to be a top 10 quarterback. And sure enough, when the list came out, I was like, wow.
You know who I'm not ready to just anoint? It's Jalen Hurts. He
really
was bad last year. And if truly the sauce to this was the coordinators and Sirianni in this one-year run, it fell apart last year. You're hearing that Sirianni and Hurts hate each other. I don't know.
But see, I think that Saquon can revitalize that, and all of a sudden now you'll have a running game. You'll have another person to throw to out of the backfield. Imagine if Saquon becomes their version of Jahmyr Gibbs, where he's multifaceted. Yes, I think I would put Hurts on that list.
What do you do with Josh Allen? You like red zone turnovers? You like pure idiocy in big spots?
Yeah, but the thing is, this is one where
it's flashy.
If you put Josh Allen with all of the players that the Lions have with that offensive line, oh, he would be a top quarterback.
All right, so let's go. Lamar, Mahomes, Allen, Stroud, Love, Burrow. That's it. I think the case then would begin for Jared Goff right there.
Tua?
No way on Tua. Look, I like Tua, but let's be real. He's one hit from never playing the sport again, and I'm pretty sure.
Isn't that every NFL player?
Not like him. I've never seen dudes like air swimming. Like that scene in Cincinnati was diabolical. Okay. I also don't know if he's thawed out from Kansas City yet. I can't draft a quarterback that's frozen solid.
Where'd you put Stroud?
Above. I just, okay. Look, I know it's 1 year, but like any level of progression from Stroud, superstardom.
No, I got you.
But I think Goff clearly somewhere 7-10. David?
And see, for me, I think that him, I know what you'll say, him and Purdy are just East Coast, West Coast versions of each other.
As long as they're both in the top 10, I'll live with it. I'll slander Purdy, but I'll allow it.
On principle, this is just on principle. While I believe C.J. Stroud is good,
Dangerous.
I have to put Goff over him. I need to see it again for C.J. Stroud. That's just my principle. Same with Jordan Love. He needs to do it again.
He's going to, and you're not going to.
Then once I see it, then he will be over Goff. But right now, I'm putting Goff over both of them.
What about Matthew Stafford?
No.
He's better than Matthew Stafford.
I think.
The one that doesn't belong anywhere near where he's at is Dak. Dak at number 5 overall, I'm sorry. No way. Not if Goff's not on the list.
But see, that's where I wonder, is it our bias? Because these are the NFL players. Okay? Real recognizes real. Like, it's not the media. It's not the fans. They know, okay, this guy really brings it. This guy really puts in the work. And this guy, yeah, you guys think he's good, but trust me, he's not. And that's what it got me to questioning, maybe we are just overvaluing Jared Goff because it's kind of what we do here in the city of Detroit. You get a hero and you make him a lot better than what he really is on a national stage.
248-539-9797. You want to rap about the game tonight? That's fine. The other angle is this player poll and how the hell Jared Goff isn't a top 10 QB where more appropriately, he should be discussed as a dark horse MVP candidate. See what you guys have to say about it. We'll get to it next. Are there an army of Kenny Cotts out there really pumped up about preseason ball tonight?
Dak at 5 invalidates the list. That's the end for me.
That's how I feel. I mean, again, 12-5. They get crushed in the playoffs. They don't win a meaningful game. They generally are bullies who only beat bad teams. I don't know. If you're going to have them at 5, I'll live with it, but Goff's got to be somewhere in that range then. I can't believe Dak's there.
My biggest thing with a quarterback is when it's 3rd and 6, the defense is in nickel and everyone is covered, can he find the right one on the matchup? Yes, get Jared Goff usually does.
And that's the key is patience, stand in, make the tough throw. You're right, he's probably not going to run for it. But I think we've taken the mobility thing too far.
The reason why Jared Goff is underappreciated is because of the stigma attached to him basically being discarded 3 years ago. Someone else says, I see Goff as a QB that is mentally tough as nails. Seems like we put a lot of value in that. Scott in Salem. Brock Purdy shouldn't be top 15, let alone 7. What a joke. Chris in a pool truck.
The funny thing is, him and Goff are the same QB to me. Insulated, great system quarterbacks, they get the job done. To slander Goff or to slander Purdy, kind of slandering Goff, in my opinion.
What would Burrow do on the Lions? Because of that question, I'm putting Goff over Burrow.
Hold on. What, you're telling me Joe Burrow wouldn't do the same thing?
I think that's what they're hinting at.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and disagree with that. I really like Joe Burrow. And I think this is what happens. Guy gets hurt last year, misses basically the whole year, and now all of a sudden you forget about him.
Well, that and the fact that I do think that it's hometown bias. That, and to some, Goff is, it's Patrick Mahomes, Jared Goff.
Goff is like Tim Duncan. Gets the job done, very quiet about it.
Yeah, it's just business. There's nothing flashy, and I'm good with it. Like, in a lot of ways, same thing as Amon-Ra. Amon-Ra is the anti-wide receiver. He's not a diva. He's not out there doing stupid stuff. He shows up to work, plays hurt, by the way, which no receivers do anymore. That's why I like this team. They just shut up and do their job. There's no nonsense. Do you know how, like, I get so annoyed with nonsense in sports now. We never have to deal with that. That's why the J-Mo thing upset me so much 2 summers ago. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, just play. Just go to work. I don't care about your social media following. Go to work.
And why it's so cool now that
he goes to work.
Right.
And we think he's going to have a big year.
Who's going to help with that?
I'd like to think Jared Goff.
Yeah. Regarding tonight.
But that's also another slander for Jared Goff. J-Mo outruns the throws. Goff can't throw the ball deep enough to get it to him. You've heard that before.
Yeah, we have heard that before. Regarding tonight's game, A2 Tecumseh says, I'm interested in tonight's game because of the race for the number 3 and the number 4 running back. Wide receivers, he says.
Really? I think you make things up in your own mind. I think fans convince themselves that they're going to be excited about something. The guy sitting there telling you he's really thinking about the 4th and 5th wide receiver is going to be the guy falling asleep with his hand in his pants like Al Bundy by the 2nd quarter. You're not doing that. Don't lie to me.
Well, someone else texts in, preseason football means I can put together a degenerate 6-leg parlay and watch the entire game to see if it hits.
Please don't do that.
He said it was a degenerate. So
he did say that, yes.
He's owning it. He's got problems.
I don't know that that makes it better, but okay.
It does, Mike, because at least you know this is bad and I'm still doing it. And it's the person who tries to convince us, no, you should be doing this too. That's the one with problems.
Kenny loves hookers, and he's going to send you the guys a picture of the box. Oh, what a world.
You would need to have listened earlier.
I love hookers. I'll send you guys a picture of the box.
It was unfortunate. The first thing Kenny said today was he was making a reference to his pizza he was ordering. It went sideways. Just like when he was talking about the drop tournament, and it turned into a drop, insinuating that Kenny does not support minority employment.
Mike, don't you have a drop that you just came up with this
week? No.
I think the whites are much better.
Right. The white NC State helmets. And you went to the pod. I get it.
Mike's on the campaign trail.
Right. There we go.
Black jobs.
Can't wait to hear you at that rally. Oh, someone else says, I am not excited, but will watch to see Hooker if he plays. He's playing tonight, right?
I don't care.
Yeah, I think he probably David, he probably will get the whole first half because we haven't seen him.
Hendon Hooker could go 13 of 13 for 168 yards and two touchdowns. DGAF. None of this is real.
If Hendon Hooker did that, he would be the lead.
Not on this show.
In the morning and the midday.
That's fine. They can do whatever the hell they want. It doesn't
because we're breaking down the kickers.
We're going to watch the whole game in the middays.
We're going to break down the kickers.
We're going to talk about the scheme.
How nervous were you when he went out there and he kicked that 58-yard field goal? Be honest. 248.
Is he the kicker of the future? 248.
I could say something, and I'm just not doing it. It's not worth it. Go ahead, David.
So you're like this texter. Wake me up when it's September 8th. That's what you are, Mike.
September 5th.
Okay.
When it's Chiefs Ravens.
Okay.
But even more, how about 16 days from now? Wake me up when it's week zero college football. I'm in. I can take it serious because it's real. The NFL has turned the preseason into something that is a grift. That's all it is. It's a way to jam it, add it to season ticket packages. And it's a bad product. We don't need the preseason. All we really need are the teams to have a couple of joint practices and scrimmages in a walk-up to the regular season. You don't need these games. The players hate these games. The coaches hate these games.
But it's a part of your season ticket package, so.
I hate you.
I think Lamar above Mahomes is a giveaway. They overvalue mobility, and that's why Goff is ranked where he is.
Yeah, I look, we'd all like a quarterback to do it all and be perfect, but geez, if his biggest failing is he's not that mobile, I'm sorry, neither was Tom Brady. Neither was Eli Manning. What is there, 9 Super Bowls between the two of them?
2 Hall of Famers, yeah, you're right.
One of them deserves it, the other one will be let in because of who his daddy was.
We're going to Canton, buddy.
No, I will not. I hate Eli.
Oh, no.
You know
this. You're right, Rico. We have to make that trip.
David.
Next August.
Mike doesn't know this. Mike,
yes.
Cut his volume down over there. Me and Big G are planning this gigantic weekend for Mike. We're going to get an Eli cameo.
I'm not.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
It won't. I won't be there.
It'll be beautiful. You're going to be there.
No, I won't.
Because Big G is going to make sure you're there.
No, he won't.
You gonna say no to Big G?
Yes, he can go to hell.
You I am not. No, hey,
go to hell.
No,
go to hell.
No,
I'm saying it.
There will
hell.
Be no Big G slander between 2 to 6.
Yes, there will. It's happening right now.
It will
live.
No.
I would never.
No.
I would never go to Eli's Hall of Fame induction. I hate him.
You may or may not get a shout out in speech.
I don't want it. You look at the numbers. If you can make a legitimate case, he's a Hall of Famer by next summer.
Apparently. It's not up to me. The Hall of Fame committee will say he's in.
Because of who his daddy is.
Or those 2 Super Bowls.
And he did nothing else.
Didn't need to.
Why does it always devolve into this? Why can't you just let me hate him? You treat him like he's a baby seal covered in oil and you work for Greenpeace and you're like wiping the oil out of his eyebrows. Enough. I hate him. Leave me alone. God. David, and then we'll get some football and things.
Goff and Purdy are the same.
Fine.
One was number 1 overall, the other was last pick, and that's why the other one gets credit for what he's done. That's Nick in Waterford.
No, but I can agree with that as far as story goes, because one is a great story and the other one is you're an underachiever. You had everything and you squandered it all and you got demoted to Detroit.
Goff is like a Toyota, not flashy or sexy, so he isn't noticed, but he's reliable and usually won't let you down.
Yes, ultimately, he drove you to success. He's really good. It is what it is. He'll have a big year this year and hopefully be a top 10 QB.
Hey, David, just FYI, Rico insulted the great game of horse racing again, asking if horses wear cleats in the rain. So,
No. No.
Yes.
No. I said you Kenny. Didn't. No, I said Kenny, we could corner the market if we come up with cleats for horses.
It's the same thing, just packaged a different way.
No, because we also have Neybands. Okay. Courtesy of
what are we doing?
That's an Evan Jenkins. He's copywritten that.
Well, can Lions football start now?
We can corner
please?
The market.
Evan's already the one. I was watching, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say this, Equestrian last week.
Wait,
and,
what?
And they had something to cover their ears, and he thought they were just horns they put on the horse. Like, come on, man. No, those are their ears.
But think about it. Rainy day, cleats for horses. They won't slide around.
They don't slide. You know what, David, take a text. I just
can't. So when it's raining, you just change it like a football.
Right.
You just change your cleats.
You know, you don't want anybody.
I'm sorry, I should.
You don't want anybody getting juked out, getting Rod Woodsoned up in there.
Yo, you don't need that at all.
Oh my God.
Someone is bringing up the voice that you can't remember is George Zimmer, Men's Warehouse.
That's what. Okay, yeah, that's a great PSA. Jim Costa will return Monday. He can't talk. That's why there have been no extra cash to tickets this week. We are back for... you're going to love the way you look, I guarantee. He called me this morning. I'm coming in for the big tent. No, you're not, Harvey Dent.
He really thought he was coming
in. And this is what kills me about Cookies. Like, how can... There's people in this life that are smart, but they still act dumb. I go, Jim, who did you go see? Well, I went to urgent care. I go, you need to see an ear, nose, and throat doctor. So I got him in to go see mine. Of course he walks out of there with a solution and a real diagnosis and real medicine.
Yeah, stop using cocaine.
Oh, my God. Jim's a cokehead?
Don't be like Jordan, son.
Whoa, boy. Did David share that with you?
I don't know what's going on right now.
Well, David
now.
Slandered Cookies
hey,
and
Kenny,
called him a cokehead.
I'm coming to watch the game with you. I have no idea what's going on.
No, I'm messing with Cookies. It was a way for me to bring up Marcus Jordan. Have you seen that photo?
He's over in France having a good old time. It looks like with
I
other
believe
things.
It's, yeah, he's
That's
having
the one
fun
was
with the
Pippins.
Not anymore.
Oh.
A younger
it just
looking woman.
An alleged. All alleged.
All alleged.
Allegedly.
Yes, thank you.
Allegedly.
So he's a big baseball fan. And chalk
allegedly.
Lines.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Just like when Odell Beckham Jr. was allegedly in bed with alleged drugs in France as a Giant. Allegedly. Alleged.
At least he wasn't Le'Veon Bell.
Well, at least he wasn't an idiot and got all his jewelry stolen and then calls the police and says, I don't know either woman's name. I was just sleeping with
Le'Veon,
him.
We're going to have to file a report. What happened? You know what?
I called the wrong number.
Never mind.
This isn't, you know, DoorDash. Oh, my bad.
I'll always be thankful that Le'Veon was a good football player, but Le'Veon brain power, not strong. Need a little more wattage upstairs.
I don't know.
All right.
Something happens when you play with those Steelers, man.
Lions football is next. Kenny, I hope it's everything you hope and dream of. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2. Hey, David. Just FYI, Rico insulted the great game of horse racing again, asking if horses wear cleats in the rain. So,
No.
Yes.
No. I said
you
Kenny.
Didn't.
No, I said Kenny, we could corner the market if we come up with cleats for horses.
It's the same thing, just packaged a different way.
No, because we also have Neybands. Okay. Courtesy of...
What are we doing?
That's an Evan Jenkins. He's copywritten that.
Well, can Lions football start now,
we can corner
please?
Corner the market.
Evan's already the one. I was watching... Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say this. Equestrian last week.
Wait,
and,
what?
And they had something to cover their ears, and he thought they were just horns they put on the... horse. Like, come on, man. No, those are their ears.
But think about it. Rainy day, cleats for horses. They won't slide around.
They don't slide. You know what, David, take a text. I just
so
can't.
When it's raining, you just change it like a football.
Right.
You just change your cleats.
You know, you don't want
I'm
anybody.
Sorry, I should.
You don't want anybody getting juked out, getting Rod Woodsoned up in there.
Yo, you don't need that at all.
Oh my God.
Someone is bringing up the voice that you can't remember is George Zimmer. Men's Warehouse.
That's what. Okay, yeah, that's a great PSA. Jim Costa will return Monday. He can't talk. That's why there have been no extra cash to tickets this week. We are back for... you're going to love the way you look, I guarantee. He called me this morning. I'm coming in for the big tent. No, you're not, Harvey Dent.
He really thought he was coming
in. And this is what kills me about Cookies. Like, how can there's people in this life that are smart, but they still act dumb. I go, Jim, who did you go see? Well, I went to urgent care. I go, you need to see an ear, nose, and throat doctor. So I got him in to go see mine. Of course he walks out of there with a solution and a real diagnosis and real medicine.
Yeah, stop using cocaine.
Oh, my God. Jim's a cokehead?
Don't be like Jordan, son.
Whoa, boy. Did David share that with you?
I don't know what's going on right now.
Well, David
now.
Slandered Cookies hey, and Kenny, called him a cokehead.
I'm coming to watch the game with you. I have no idea what's going on.
I'm messing with Cookies. It was a way for me to bring up Marcus Jordan. Have you seen that photo?
He's over in France having a good old time. It looks like with other things. It's,
yeah, he's
That's
having
the one
fun
was with the Pippins.
Not anymore.
Oh,
a younger. It just looking woman.
An alleged. All alleged.
All alleged. Allegedly, yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Allegedly.
So he's a big baseball fan. And chalk
allegedly,
lines.
Allegedly, allegedly. Just like when Odell Beckham Jr. was allegedly in bed with alleged drugs in France as a Giant, allegedly. Alleged.
At least he wasn't Le'Veon Bell.
Well, at least he wasn't an idiot and got all his jewelry stolen and then calls the police and says, I don't know either woman's name. I was just sleeping with
Le'Veon,
him.
Le'Veon, we're going to have to file a report. What happened? You know what?
I called the wrong number.
Never mind.
This isn't, you know, DoorDash. Oh, my bad.
I'll always be thankful that Le'Veon was a good football player, but Le'Veon brain power, not strong. Need a little more wattage upstairs. All right.
Something happens when you play with those Steelers, man.
Lions football is next. Kenny, I hope it's everything you hope and dream of. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2:00.